Broadcasting from Manila, Philippines, Miami Beach, Florida, and San Francisco, California, USA. Simultaneously with Paul, Bernie, and KK. This is the PBK Show. The PBK Show.
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the PBK Show. Okay, my name is
Hindi ko marinig, hindi ko marinig si Paul.
Hindi mo ko marinig.
Parang ang hina ng boses mo.
Ayan, tama-tama na mga kaibigan. Welcome po sa The PBK Show. Siyempre, kasama niyo pa rin si...
Alaos.
Okay. Hey, I'm Paul from the Philippines.
And I'm Bernie from Miami, Florida.
And my name is Kay from San Francisco, California.
And my
and we're known as, collectively, as
the PBK.
Yun, as PBK. Wala nang die ko naman. Tong-tong.
Hindi, pag sinabi mo kasing the PBK, parang, di ba? Parang important tayo. Di ba? Pag wala...
Eh, syempre, dapat magpaka-humble muna tayo, di ba?
Dati na tayo humble.
Hindi, just imagine, ano, tama rin, maging humble tayo dapat. I mean, just the fact na meron tayong more than 1 billion listeners. Sa totoo lang, di ba, ilan na nag-internet sa buong mundo? Billions, right?
Definitely.
Kahit pa nga sabihin mo na we just get like 10% out of it or 5% out of it, di ba? We talk about hundreds of thousands to a million.
Hindi, kahit 1% lang sabihin mo of 1 billion is how much?
Hindi ko alam, may main ako sa mat.
May kagawin
mo,
gusto mo
kwentahin
ko pa.
Kwentahin mo, 1 million.
Hindi, ito, sige, kwentahin mo para malaman ng mga tao kung ilan nakikinig sa atin.
Wala akong makitang hits.
Walang hits. Hindi, ano, meron.
Bago pa lang tayo magpatuloy.
Meron ako nakikita, may naamoy pa ako ang hits.
I-announce muna na ready ang ating website, the PBK.blogspot.
Oh, yeah. Ang cute. Pag nakita niyo, it's a nice. Yeah.
Yung PBK
show, www.pbk.blogspot.com.
Merong show. May show, di ba? The PBK show.
Oh, nga pala, PBK show.
pbkshow.blogspot.com.
Ah, meta?
And actually, ano yan eh, malapit nang mailagay sa iTunes. Kaya kung sino may gusto ng may iTunes dyan, pwede nyo i-download through iTunes.
Yeah, pwede. Oh,
diba?
Para kami maging, ano, maging, ano, tagapag-aliw sa inyo habang kayo nagtatrabaho or...
Madami ng, ano, naka-iPad dyan.
Ano kayo naliligo?
Marami naka-iPad dito sa Philippines. Alam mo, iba't ibang klase ang iPad dito. Pinas. Oo, ba, grabe. iPad man yan o iMan.
Anong iMan?
Yung pagka-bingot.
Kapag guys, JPEG. Hindi mo alam, ano? Gawa ng bansa mo, hindi mo alam.
Hindi, pwede pare, iPad paper.
iPad.
Yeah. iPad.
iPad.
Di ba? Ulit. Hindi, you know what? I've been listening to other podcasts. Nakikinig ako sa mga ibang podcasts dito sa... internet, ano. Maraming gumagawa ng mga podcasts. Yung iba, parang about tech or technology, yung mga gadgets, ganyan. Meron din naman nag-uusap tungkol sa parang, ano yun, yung Tagalog.
May cooking, ganyan.
Nagtatranslate. Maraming nagtatranslate, di ba? Yung Learn Filipino.
Oo. May na, ano ako dyan, yung Viloria. Viloria.com.
Ayun, sa payan. Wala. Pero sikat na yung Viloria, di ba? Viloria is a very famous podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yun.
Made in the Philippines.
Mga kasabay natin yan eh. Kung hindi, ano, hindi ako nagkakamali. Kasabay din natin.
Oh, kasabay yata ng TLC yun.
The Love Chat.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
pero sila, yun. They continued, no?
Yeah. Pero I mean, kasi, hindi masyadong marami nag-continue. Kasi parang bigla nga nawala yung podcasting eh. Ngayon na lang ulit.
Yun. Nung time rin na yun, parang... Maraming pumalit sa podcasting eh. Katulad ng live streaming, 'di ba, may YouTube.
Ayan,
so parang mga tao nag-divert sa ganun eh.
More dito, more video, you know, talaga.
Yeah, you know, dito sa particularly here in California, I just don't know in any other states, pero I'm sure, but this is also evident in other states. Pero dito, yung mga talagang radio stations, meron silang podcast version.
That's true.
Oh, naman. Yeah.
So, what I'm saying is, sa Philippines ba ganun din?
Meron.
Marami kasi dito nag-ano eh, nag-stream ng live eh. Nag-live stream sa ano sa e-radio portal. So,
okay.
Yung iba parang hindi na nila iniisip na gumawa pa ng podcast kasi saka, you know,
yung iba nag-i-stream. Like
RX. Yun, nag-i-stream iba na ano, nakatutok lang sa.
Kasi nakita sila parang behind the scenes, parang.
Yeah, that's right. Actually,
yun
before pinupost ko na yan dati sa Yes FM ano nung nandun pa at time ng ST Pares. Sabi ko sa kala, "Oh, mag-live streaming tayo sa internet. Meron tayo na ano, at that time hindi pa new stream ang nakikita ko noon eh, Justin Dati at saka yung ano, saka yung Stickam. Yung Stickam, yung oh yung album, pero pwede mo sa. May nakita kita doon eh.
Ayun.
Okay. Ano meron tayong cam, di ba?
Cam ng cam.
Stick ay kinam cam. Ayun. Pinopost ko yun, ayaw nila. Kasi sabi raw nila, wala naman manunood niyan. Hindi, sila wala nakikinig ngayon. Yun ang problema.
Ang problema kasi dyan dati, tinan mo ha, nung sa start din, di ba? Parang gusto natin na yung maging computerized lahat, di ba?
Oh, sobrang, that's true.
Pagka malaki masyado yung company, parang, at saka kung ano yung nakasanayan nila. Yun ang hirap kasi minsan eh. Kung ano yung nakasanayan nila,
hindi, lang tayo. And also,
saka, like, for yung ano, yung mga may company na nag-offer sa kanila, parang, ito, ino-offer ng malaking kumpanya na to, di ba?
Parang
yun lang nakatalan la.
At saka, ang isa pa dyan, it depends kung sino yung market mo eh. Diba? Eh like, for example, I'm just talking about, let's say, Star for example. As, ano ba yung market nila? Drivers, yung mga kaibigan po natin dyan, ng mga tindera, yung mga kaibigan po natin sa mga takapahay, hindi ba?
Pero ang mga masa stations, hindi lang naman yung mga drivers and mga maids ang ano, ang...
Hindi porke masa, ganun.
Eh, oo. Ang gusto nila, the general audience, lahat. Gusto nila makuha lahat sa A. Ganyan, lahat yung gusto nila makuha. Kaya nga yung mga songs that we play are ano talaga, may talaga minsan pag may nag-crossover na song, we play it. Ngayon, nagkakaroon lang ng wrong ano, parang mali lang yung pagkakay. Kasi ang nakalagay sa that's adult contemporary eh. That's our tag talaga sa totoo lang.
Okay, but let's say for example, there are mga songs na nag-crossover. Pero ibig sabihin nun, let's say, nag-play na siya sa RT or sa TM na super duper duper tagal na.
That's true.
High-end. Pagdating na sa atin, naos na.
Oo, diba? Totoo. Pero Filipinos in general kasi are ano talaga eh, talagang gusto nila yung contemporary eh. Like pag Sundays, 'di ba, ang nakikinig sa atin yung mga medyo may kaya pero oldies, right?
Yeah.
Kaya ang ano natin, tag talaga natin is adult contemporary.
Yeah.
Ibig sabihin, we go for the older crowd na gusto ng mainstream.
Yeah.
Yun. Unlike nowadays kasi, parang na-realize na, hindi, bata pa lang may hawak ng radyo ngayon. So, we go for that. Yung mga bata. Kaya, saltang kanto yung
pinagat. My question is,
yun. Ayan. Uh-huh.
Do you think kaya, maintain ba yung adult contemporary na yan?
Sa akin, ano, I don't think it's an adult contemporary station. I mean, they are adult contemporary stations anymore. Kasi parang pabata na pabata yung mga sounds nila. Kahit nga sa Sunday, 1 hour to 2 hours na lang yung oldies. Unlike before, 4 hours yun, di ba? So, parang pinapabata na nila yung crowd. Pero that time kasi, kaya ayaw rin, yung mga internet before, pwede pa rin naman sana. Kasi before, ang mga nag-internet cafe naman ng mga panahon na bago pa lang, nasa Star pa lang tayo, bago pa lang internet cafes noon, di ba? Nauso, nag-boom.
Yeah.
Ang mga gumagamit noon, we're not students naman.
Studyante.
Really. Ang mga studyante, hindi, yung mga studyante kasi noon, games lang ang ginagawa nila.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Lalo ko yan.
If you can remember, 2003, nung nag-on yung first na Friendster, kasi nung nauso yung Friendster noon, 2003, pumasok sa Philippines yun, nagpumasok na ako dun sa Friendster na yun eh. Kaya lang,
pero Paul,
napansin ko, puro matatanda ang nasa Friendster. So, binitawan ko yung account ko sa Friendster. Oh, that time. Binitawan ko yung Friendster account ko nun. Kasi sabi ko, ano ba yan? Puro matatanda naman andito. Until nga, bumata ang internet ano crowd. Parang to the
pero
point.
Pero my point is, let's say, okay, like what you're saying, uso dyan ang internet cafe. people yeah. just go, people, you know, yung mga kabataan pumupunta dyan para sabi mo nga, mag-games or yeah. mga estudyante.
Before yun, ha? Before yun. Unlike nowadays, talagang usong Friendster hanggang sa pinakabatang bata.
O nga, pero ang point ko, would they spend, ano ba, magkano ba, 100 pesos 15, per hour?
No, 15 pesos per hour.
Would they spend 15 pesos per hour para definitely. Makinig sa atin sa radio? Of course, they wouldn't do that.
Well, yeah, but ang advantage kasi natin is we can be a background eh. Habang nag-friendster sila, uh-huh. pwede tayo. You know.
Habang naglalaba.
Yeah. In the future kasi, we will be making widgets also to make things easier for them. And secondly, yeah. We're right now, sa podcasting kasi, if you want to go into podcasting, you go for ano kasi, you go for the podcasting market. People yeah. who really look for podcasts, especially right. the OFWs who are so hungry pagdating sa mga Filipino information.
Definitely those people na meron nun, na gusto niyo yung podcast, may computer.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh.
And wala nang house ngayon na walang computer eh. I mean, yeah. even squatters area, pagmunta mo, meron na rin computers yung ibang houses.
Pero mababilis na ba dyan? Yung mga computer dyan? Internet. Yung magsabihin ko, yung internet, yeah, mabibilis na.
Well, yung internet kasi yan, easy access na ngayon ng internet. I mean, the kids, even yung mga nasa public school, yung mga students na yan, syempre, you know, minsan nagbebenta sila ng bote dyaryo just to make 15 pesos para lang makapag-internet. I mean, nakita mo naman yung effect ng Friendster, di ba?
Yeah.
No offense, Matt, but the Friendster ngayon is punong-puno na talaga ng masa.
Kaya problema ngayon sa Friendster, maraming bugs eh, maraming spam.
Yeah, exactly. Maraming spam. Kaya, yung mga babae na magaganda mukha kunyari, tapos pag-inig mo ganda, hindi pala. Oh my God.
Tsaka puro yung parang mga sa sex, ganun.
Yes,
I didn't realize that. Talaga?
Oo. Kaya minsan...
Yung nga, hindi naman ko Friendster talaga.
Oo, pareho tayo. More on Facebook na lang talaga. I mean,
yep, that's right.
Oh, speaking of Facebook, merong news ngayon na yung nag-attack dun sa...
Yung bumaret.
Ha?
Ano yan?
Is that yung parang nagkaroon ng shooting?
Hindi. Isipin ko yung nag-hack ng security ng Amerika. Hinack na daw niya ulit yung Facebook at saka Twitter. Kaka-news lang kanina. Oh.
You know, it's not I think so kasi kanina I was checking out my account.
Yeah.
Parang ang hirap makapasok.
Mm, parang may nag-hack kanina eh.
So, ano ginawa niya?
Teka lang. Tingnan ko yung news. Teka, sandali. Oh, sige. Sandali, tingnan ko lang tong news ha. Facebook.
Tapos atake nila yung love bug or something.
Ayun, sabi, hacker, sabi yung ganun dito, San Francisco, Twitter and Facebook suffered service problems from hacker attacks, raising speculation about a coordinated campaign against the world's most popular online social networks. Ayun, the attacks, which came a month after the White House website was targeted in a similar online assault, left millions unable to carry out daily routines that have assumed an increasingly central part of their lives. Tama ka, hindi ka maka-open ang website mo kanina, ay ng Facebook mo. Kasi ito.
I'm Han Honey reporting.
Yeah.
Stop reporting mo. Kaya.
I'm amazed. Ang galing, no? Mostly the mga social online networks, San Francisco-based or Silicon Valley.
Actually, alam mo, for me, I think, mas bigger na ang Facebook kaysa MySpace ngayon. I think, ha?
MySpace is, for you, for me, MySpace is not even, what do you call this? They're not even, parang, hindi siya user-friendly.
Yeah, correct. Totoo. And then
I find it so parang off, parang
nung kausap ko yung cousin ko dati nung kakapunta ko
na sa California. Not so social.
Sabi niya, wala kang MySpace bago tinatawanan niya yung Friendster kasi sabi niya, pang Pilipino lang daw talaga na.
Oo nga eh.
Oh, grabe talaga. Sabi ko, grabe.
Pero kasi dito usong-uso ang MySpace.
Tas
biglang
Friendster talaga is well, masasabi natin mga pampinoy nga talaga.
Hindi, totoo kasi ginagamit nga na puro kalokohan eh. You know how Filipinos are. Pagdating sa mga dating. Anyway, minsan nga, di ba, nakalagay ka na nga, nakalagay na nga sa'yo, married ka na, tapos papasukan ka pa ng kung anong chenis dyan na, ano,
paano? Makabasusan. Sinong papasok?
Wala, yung mga meron nag-message sa mga babae sa'yo na ganyan, ganito, ganyan, ganito, nakalagay na nga, married, hello, di ba, parang...
Eh, baka fans mo lang yun, ikaw naman, o. Oh.
Hindi, still, di ba, tapos, hindi, hindi lang naman ako, grabe ka naman, hindi ma... pati sa mga babae, sa mga kaibigang babae, ah, remember Sugar, di ba? Si Sugar, ganyan. Nakatanggap din siya ng mga ganun.
Meron akong tanong.
Yeah.
So everybody knows na, syempre, di ba, married ka na. What if, yes, pag meron mga nagka-come on sa'yo, tapos well, nababalitaan nababalitaan ni Shawi.
Yeah. Well, may ang dami ng instances niya, alam ni Bernie yun eh. Actually, ang pinaka-recent was, merong akong OJT na ano na well she's a model, you know, may pretty siya. Well nagte-text lang naman siya na ano, kumain ka na ba, ganyan ganyan ganyan, and then ang nangyari nabasa ni ano ni Shawi, no, nabasa niya. So yun, galit na galit siya, and to the point na, you know, sinugod niya yung girl, and you know, kinausap niya.
Ganun, why was the girl doing that?
Wala lang, amusa lang. Pero sabi niya, inamin niya sa ano, kay Sharon na gusto niya ako, ganyan.
Oh.
Weird, no?
Okay, no? Matindi talaga ang appeal mo, pare.
Pare, pag kinuwento ko yung tungkol sa'yo, damn it.
Masyado makamandag.
Hindi, you know, hindi, ang ano kasi, minsan, it depends on the person. Like me, ako, lalaki ako. Kung gago ko, di ba, I'd probably go for it.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Woohoo!
Yeah, really. I mean, alam ni Bernie, ang dami ko nang na-experience na ganyan. Even siya, marami siya, pero siya, he went for it eh.
No, hindi. Mabait
he went for, yeah. Hindi, binata naman siya kasi noon, di ba? He went for each and every, ano,
opportunity.
Yes. pero he was a single guy, so what? Yeah, di ba? I mean, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Saka wala akong girlfriend noon.
Yeah, definitely. Time.
Oh, huh? You had a girlfriend back then.
What a tatay. Like ako, Burns, di ba? Alam mo yun, di ba? Meron naman mga lumalapit rin sa akin here and there, pero wala naman tayong pinatulan talaga. Parang wala lang, dyan lang.
Except for Bernie. Ang dami.
Kasi Bernie marami. Di ba?
Halos lahat.
Ikaw, okay, as a girl, halimbawa, sabihin natin, di ba? Again, di ba, you have Dennis with you. Tapos, merong biglang... What? Not what?
Is it not today? I don't have Dennis.
Well, yeah, not today, of course. Okay. Eh, kung naan dyan, di dapat eh, hindi ka namin ng maayos ngayon. Dapat yan.
Kago. Ay!
Diba, alam na natin kung ano yung...
Wala. Wholesome kami. Wholesome.
Wholesome. Galing.
Wholesome.
Tama.
Okay, your question...
Again, yun de, yun nga, halimbawa, again, tapos bilang may lumapit na man of your dreams, yun talaga ini-imagine mong mukha ng gusto mong lalaki talaga. Tapos, sobrang bait niya, ganyan, tapos, you know, he comes up to you and sabi niya sa'yo, I like you, and, you know, gusto kitang pakasalan.
Ay! O, tapos.
Sino yung kasabi nun?
Hindi, yung guy na, this new guy nag-show up bigla sa kanya na, yun nga, yung perfect man talaga na nakikita niya sa dreams niya. Talagang ganun. Tapos, you know, nag-drive pa siya, naka-Porsche.
Kumbaga, ideal man.
Ay, yung talagang pinakagusto mo talaga. Tapos, this guy, ano, parang, kunyari, galing siya sa isang, ano, orphanage, ganyan, may binigay lang siya, ganyan. Tapos nakita mo ganun siya klaseng tao na nagbababay pa sa kanya yung mga bata. Tapos, tapos nakita ka lang niya all of a sudden sa isang kalsada. Tapos, pinara niya yung Porsche niya sa harapan mo. Tapos, sinabi niya sa'yo, hi, I can't help but, ano, but, to talk to you because you're too beautiful to parang let go. Parang yeah, I had to meet you. No, I had to meet you. Parang ganyan.
Di laglag na panty.
Di ba?
Meron ka ba
doon? Di ba? Walang panty. Brief lang.
si Bernie, ikaw nagpa-panty ka eh.
Wala ka panty ha. Ikaw wala suit. Brief.
Ako, brief.
Macho.
Ako wala suit, brief. Ako suit, ito, short, oh.
Kahit bulok, basta ribo.
Butas pa rin. Anyway.
Ay, meron ako first
one. Butas pare, para madali.
Easy
access. Yeah. Sige.
Meron ang question ko, what diba? Do...
Hindi, yun nga tiyatang ko. Would you go for that guy?
Or hey, we did the guy question. What yeah. what do men prefer? Boxer shorts or briefs?
For me, I don't wear boxers.
Well, it depends on the guy. Kasi kami Burns kasi more on boxer kami ever since, 'di ba, Burns? Although no brief lang kami.
Paano mo nalalaman? Nakikita ka lang kapakita.
Hindi kasi before kasi magkakasama kami lagi niya nila Bernie, natutulog kami sa station. And pero, pag natutulog kami, naka-shorts kami. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I don't know with Burns kasi.
Hindi, ako, actually, ang ano sa akin, brief lang talaga. Yung, di ba yung iba na, brief and then boxers and then pants, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Kasi ako hindi boxers lang. Nun, eh.
Oh. Kasi hindi ako, hindi, pag boxers lang, bro.
Oh, pag boxers, tulog boxers lang.
Hindi kasi, kaya, okay. mahirap eh. Pagka naka-brief ka, merong dumudungaw kapag ka, di ba?
Oo nga.
Kapag medyo confusion ng konti, eh, parang yee, nakadungaw sa ano eh. Parang,
hindi, tanda kasi may boxer.
Ganun din yung boxer, di ba?
Kasi iba dito yung boxer shorts eh. Ibang ibig sabihin dito eh. Yung parang parang maliit na cotton.
Hindi, you call that boxer briefs.
Boxer brief. Yung sa yung ginagamit mo dati, di ba?
Hindi, ginagamit ko boxers talaga. Yung mga ano.
Dito parang boxer shorts.
Here, boxer shorts. What I'm saying, yung talagang parang loose na manipis lang yung tela.
Yeah, I have that, basically. Yung may mga iba-ibang design.
Oo.
Ibang design.
I don't know if Paul knows that.
Paul is using
a different one. Oh, I know that, of course. E, galing rin naman sa States yung mga binibili namin, di ba? Yung mga Fruit of the Loom.
Pero, iba yung sinasabi mo, Paul. Parang brief talaga yan na style.
Hindi.
Na may support.
Hindi nga. Hindi nga eh. Shorts talaga yung gamit namin. Boxer. Ang boxers sa Philippines is just the same as the boxers dyan. Kasi ang suppliers naman ng mga boxers dito is the States. Because you have marami kasing klase yan, di ba? Merong boxer brief, merong boxers talaga, boxer shorts, merong brief, di ba? Ang boxer brief, yung para siyang brief pero shorts type siya. Right?
Hindi. Dito, meron lang yung brief nga, boxer shorts, at saka yung support. Yung parang brief yun na may matigas sa ilalim.
Oh, sandali muna. Malihis tayo. Update. Yung tawag dito, nilagay ko sa account ko yung status natin na nag-ano tayo ng podcast, PBK Show, para malaman ng itong mga friends natin.
Good.
Alright.
May link na binigay ako. Anyway, okay, going back.
Ano yung link natin?
Wala, sabi ko, ano, is recording the latest podcast with Paul and Kay for the PBK Show. Check out our pilot episode. And then, the PBK Show that blogs about that.
Yun. Anyway, ito, mabalik tayo sa mga brief, ano. Siyempre, mas comfortable yung, ano, yung maluwag lang.
Oo, naman. Kaya
lang, siyempre, yun lang ha, siyempre, habang naglalakad ka, tumatakbo, di ba, kampana ng
ikaw
simbahan.
Ba? Hindi, pare, ito, tanongin natin si Kay, paano ka ba pag natutulog? Wala kang, ano, naka-nighties ka ba? Naka-lingerie?
Malamig dito.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Check this out. Check the link that I, ano. Check the link that I sent you, Paul. Yan ang right. boxer brief.
Wait
may
a minute.
Support.
Yung boxer, okay, I'm checking it out. Boxer brief.
Ito oh, that's a boxer brief.
Sige nga, pati
yeah, it's the same here. Ito yeah. rin naman boxer brief dito eh.
Oh nga, but the boxer shorts that Bernie and I are talking is this. I'll send you a link.
Yeah, that's what I have right
ito
now.
Ito yung boxer briefs. It's just the same.
No, yeah, but boxer shorts is different.
Yeah, boxer shorts is different. It's like, talagang short siya, di ba? Yung boxer shorts briefs kasi, yan yung mga parang, I have those also, yung Fruit of the Loom na yung boxer briefs. But yung boxers ko naman, all boxed up.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's familiar. I'm familiar with that, all boxed up.
Yeah. Right?
Yun. Dito also, boxer shorts at or briefs.
The same. It's the same. It's pareho dito. So, may imagine talaga ng mga listeners natin ngayon what we're talking about because it's the same. Ito yung boxers din naman dito. Boxer shorts dito, ito. Itong pinadala mong link now. Itong mga parang shorts talagang itsura niya na may checkered.
Yeah, meron pang plaid. Meron pang mga design.
Bayan ang boxer shorts, right?
Yeah, oh,
yeah. Correct. Meron parang buttons na gano'n na consuncil yung tawag doon.
Okay, puruntong.
Hindi, iba yung puruntong. Puruntong kasi yung parang metali na parang surf shorts siya, di ba?
Sir, surf shorts yun.
Yun, yung surf, yun yung puruntong.
Yung puruntong,
pero yung ano, yung boxer briefs, yun yung tinatawag nila na karsonsilyo.
Karsonsilyo.
So meaning to say, matagal lang uso yan.
Matagal na.
Karsonsilyo pa, di ba?
Di ba, dahil
ano,
before ba?
Ano yung karsonsilyo?
High school pa lang ako, naka-boxer shorts na ako.
Karsonsilyo.
Karsonsilyo originated from Carson, California.
Yes. And Cebu, Mexico.
So it's ano spelling ng Carson Cilio?
Just type it.
No, it's a taga, it's a slang Tagalog word.
Tagalog word, oh.
Para sabihin mo na you're wearing underwear. Pero dito sa Pilipinas, if you say Carson Cilio, we're talking about yung shorts na white na merong botones sa gitna para pag if you pee.
Na silk. Buksan.
Yeah.
Na silk, di ba?
There's cotton also. Like my lolo, he used to wear ano talaga, Carson Cilio.
I see.
Pero ever since hindi talaga ako nasanay na yung brief and then kung boxer shorts man, Carson Cilio, whatever, and then pants. Parang off para sa akin eh kasi parang may
hindi mahirap naman yun, parang tatambok naman yung ano mo, di ba?
Ay, dati pala one time nung pag maluwag yung pantalon mo, di ba? Maluwag yung pantalon.
Yo. Oo, para pag nalalaglag yung pants mo, di ba? Pero ngayon isu na ngayon, pero pag nalalaglag yung pants mo, mayroong nakalabas na garter, di ba? Garter na parang nakasabit.
Boxer. Pero si Bernie, yeah, nalatandaan ko pa nung araw, super ano, parang tight fit jeans ang sinusuot. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, naalala ko pa ano, yung t-shirt ni Burns, yung pinufold niya pa yun.
Lousy yan.
Hindi, tsaka pinufold mo pa yung shirt mo.
What do you mean?
Hindi ko alam bakit ginagawa yun.
Yung ano, yung sleeves. Yung
alam mo yung sleeves.
Sleeves.
Oh, naka-fold pa eh.
Yeah. Uso yun no araw.
Tapos dinala ko siya sa parang bar. Eh sabi niya, pare, hindi ako masyado pumunta sa ganitong lugar. Oh pare, bago ano sabi na bago ka maging talagang kaibigan namin, kailangan mangilala ka ng babae.
Ay pare, speaking of which, pumunta tayo ng isang mystic club with Tito Oji. You, me, and the rest of the gang.
I don't wala ko lang dyan.
Sama na.
Dininay.
Sabi.
He left you hanging.
Dapat ba natin ikwento yung pare?
Yeah.
Ikaw din mga ganyang kwento eh.
Nakakatawa.
Hindi, yung mga kwentong ganyan, well, ano talaga yan eh, nakakatawa rin kasi.
Nakakatawa kasi pinag-aralan na natin yan eh. I mean,
oh, first time namin lahat pumunta sa ganun eh. Yes, first time namin pumunta sa ganun.
Natanda ako, pinardner ako sa isang babae. Diba?
Yes. Tapos, inahasan ni Bert.
Alam mo
kaya ginawa, di yun na, nandun na, diba? Eh ako, hindi ako masyado maano na.
Huwag magbalinis.
Ulo. Pinatay ko yung ilaw.
Balinin. Yeah.
Tapos binuksan ko ulit yung ilaw. Magbukas namin ng ilaw, nakubad na si Bernie.
Ay, shucks. Alam yung story na yun.
Nakubad na si Bernie. Nagulat kami. Sabi namin, ang bilis naman.
Hindi nakababa lang yung pants ko, pare.
Oo, tapos sinakababa yung ano ng babae. Pakita ni Ted.
And then one time, may katabi ko yung babae ni Mondo.
Pero kanino yung partner? Hindi, partner ko yun matay.
Hindi muna. May partner ako, katabi ko rin si Raymond. And then, biglang nung pagbukas sa ilaw, yung kamay ni Raymond, nandun sa puwet ng babaeng katabi ko.
Nasa puwet.
Hindi, may namatay. Pagbalik natin, may namatay, di ba? May nasagasaan.
Oh, ayun.
Hindi mo yung babae.
Hindi, nagpaparamdam. Yung cellphone, parang lagi umiilaw.
Kanino cellphone ba yun kay Raymond?
I think okay, yeah, kay Raymond.
And oh, kasi siya yung naging partner eh, di ba? Nag-ring.
Bigla umiilaw, nag-ring. And sabi nga nung isa, may namatay na kasi, di ba? So baka,
oh, nga.
Baka ito parang nagpaparamdam.
It's your rest in peace. Ayun, kawa naman.
Huwag natin ko kasabi.
Oh. Baka ano, di ba?
From ganun, tapos biglang it ended in like
mo, okay.
Ano ba?
Bakit mag-isa ka ba dyan?
Oo.
Nasa tabi mo ngayon. Hindi ka makakagawa. May baby
ka. Inatakot ka na ng anak mo. Inahanap ka.
Inahanap. Hindi.
But paano tingin nga ng dibdib mo ano kay ay wala.
Hair bastos.
Ano ba yung nasa dibdib mo? May makikita ba?
Races. Oh.
Uy, akala ko macadamia.
Chest hair.
No, hindi, ito ah. Matanong ko lang. Pinag-usapan lang na natin mga hairs sa katawan ano. Ang girls ba if if bawa yung hair ninyo, would you rather na bubunutin niyo yung hair, shave or i-wax?
Yeah, what wax. Do you normally do?
Just a question. Wax better.
Yeah.
Why? But diba, painful, doesn't that right? hurt?
No, it doesn't. Well, especially if you I don't know, pag professional yung gumagawa. They have a certain technique. But anyway, oh. it's better if it's waxed. Kasi pag
so you have to be licensed to be a professional waxer or something like that.
Yeah, here you have to. No, seriously. They have a like a license to do it.
So, when I grow up, if you're a kid, no, parang when I grow up, I want to be a waxer.
Waxer no, like before, Manny Pacquiao.
Ba?
Before you can practice, you have to go to school.
So waxer.
What? Before you practice, you have to go to school for that.
Yeah. 4 years.
Not 4 years. 6 months lang.
No,
and then it's like you like this diploma, parang caregiver, bachelor's. Parang caregiver course.
Yeah. 6 months.
Okay, guys. So our first lesson is how to open the wax.
I'm brand the wax at Johnson.
Yeah, and then
we have to heat up the wax.
And after that, our next lesson our next lesson will be how to apply the wax.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yes.
Who would like to volunteer?
Yes.
How to can wax it? Me? It depends on where the hair.
Okay, so okay, let me ask you this: what if you want to, you know, parang yun ya, patanggal yung hair dun sa maselang bahagi? So nakikita nila yan.
In pubic hair.
So pubic hair, yeah, nakikita nila yan, ganon.
Oo, katapan nila ng tao.
Siyempre, papagawa mo yun sa babae din.
O siyempre, babae naman yung magwawax. Ano ba naman yan? Wala namang lalaki.
I wanna be a waxer.
Risky yung mga guy kasi nagpapawax. Babae yung magwawax.
Oh!
Yeah.
I wouldn't let anybody wax my pubic hair.
Then why would you let someone do that? Eh, pag lalaki naman, normally hindi mo naman pinapawax yun eh.
Yeah, what for?
Porn star lang yung nagpapawax pa.
Yeah.
Oh, ano ka? Si Paul nagpapawax and I'm sure kaya biglang
oy, hindi. Hindi ako nagpapawax.
Kaya mawax ka pare?
Hindi. Kasi nasasabunutan din so natatanggal-tanggal. Parang, di ba?
Hindi kasi kailangan ng babae magpawax para madaling hanapin. Ano po?
At saka para
you know, para ka nasa
palahim. Just think of it this way, di ba? Just think of it this way. Before you eat the mangoes, you have to cut it first.
Mango.
Diba? Hindi mo naman makain yung mangga nang may balat eh, di ba?
You don't cut it, you peel
like banana.
Oh, sige, para mas mag-gets na nila. Oh.
You peel.
You can't eat the corn naman while there's still hair.
So, yeah, you have to.
Yeah, kasi sasabit siyang ipin mo yun.
Di ba? Ganun yun eh. So,
tama.
Ay! Anyway.
Tama.
Change topic.
Pare, huwag mo ganyan. Virgin pa yung mga tenga namin.
Oo. Ikaw naman, Polo. Ikaw lang yung chef. Ikaw na yung dalubhasa dyan.
Okay, grabe ka. Hindi ako dalubhasa. Hindi dalubhasa. Walang dalubhasa sa sex. Remember that. Kasi each and every person kasi has individual preference. Di ba? Hindi naman pare-pareho
gusto natin.
Like ako, I might not like getting blowjobs, di ba? Or Bernie might like it. And sabihin siya na baka malimutan niya pangalan niya.
What's that?
Oh, well, that's just for example.
Yeah, it's just an example. That's it.
Example. Oh, okay.
Diba? Or you might like doing it. I mean, giving jobs, right? And mm-hmm. Diba? Pero yung iba ayaw yung ganun.
So, or hand.
Preference natin.
You know.
And what's your preference?
Mine? Oh, well, ano. Marami. Kung
is it
ano,
top secret?
No, it's so not. Yeah, I prefer
the normal one. The normal type. You know, military position and, you know, you get the foreplay.
Then helicopter position.
Hindi, yun naman. No. Not all the time. It sucks naman, putik. Parang, pagagawa mo naman yan. Especially when you love the person. When you love the person, you don't ask her to do, you know, a lot of stuff.
Yeah. It will come, parang ano yan eh.
Actually.
Oh, yeah. Madi-discover nyo lang.
No, there will come a time that you both will experiment, but not so much. Not as far as helicopter and, you know.
What is helicopter?
Hindi. Gusto mo aeroplano lang, pare.
Yeah, yun.
Diba?
And no, pero I na experience ko lang ano, na women would pag ano, pag lalo yung mga simple women, they like the normal ano better, 'di ba? Parang pinaka kinkiest na ginagawa ng mga babae na you know, normal ano is, you know, the dog, right?
The dog or yung nasa ibabaw sila, parang ganun.
Yeah, or ikaw nasa ibabaw nila, 'di ba? Mm. It's just yun lang talaga yung ano eh, norm. Mm. Pero yung KK kasi, I mean, you know, she goes,
speaking of,
it goes for the Tarzan type and
pinag-usapan na rin lang natin to, ano?
For the octopus.
May merong 8 tentacles.
Di ba, napag-usapan na rin natin yung mga gandang bagay. So, ano na palang balita? Ano pa palang balita doon sa mga sex scandal dyan ngayon?
Wala na, it died down.
Oh yeah? Or natapunan na ba?
Yeah, because it's a stupid, ano, it's a stupid topic anyway for everyone to see every day.
Tsaka hindi lang yun, ilalagay pa sa Senate yung mga ganun, Senate hearing.
Yeah, that's a load of crap, you know? Kung sino may nag-video at sino yung nagpapa-video, it's their fault. Somebody finds out, you know?
Yeah.
Diba?
So, it's a personal thing eh. Dapat hindi na nila nilabas yun.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Katulad niyan, si Maricar Reyes, diba? She's supposed to get married right now. Oh, I don't think na that guy would be marrying her anymore.
Definitely, yeah.
So that's the risk. The you know, risk na take niya when she had that video taken.
She knew ba? She knew?
The last definitely video, I think she knew.
She knew. Yung the one in the couch, right?
Yeah, I think she knew. Yeah, so,
sabi nga nila trilogy yun eh.
She was not denying anything anyway. Yeah. So,
yeah.
At least she's brave enough to admit. Yeah, and parang makabawi and
so,
eh, you know,
ano
the worst.
Kay, ano, sa lalaki, ano nangyayari? Ano latest?
Nothing.
Hindi siya mapaprosecute.
Wala na yung license.
I don't know. Wala. I think wala na rin yata. I mean, sino lamang pupuntang sa...
Diba? So, my question is, sino talaga yung kumuha?
Siya.
No, definitely. Sino yung kumuha ng computer, ng laptop?
Speculations.
Yeah, marami speculations. And I don't know what happened to the case anyway. So.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's how it is. I mean, there are some men na talagang, they are so, parang,
pervert.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yung masyado sila so into that.
Wala bang per adjective?
Yeah, I'm not going to take pictures or videos of me and my wife or me and my girlfriend or whatever, di ba?
Oo naman. Yeah. Kasi respect mo na dun.
It's only for us to di ba, remember.
Why is he doing that?
Tsaka you might misplace it or something like that.
Yeah,
and you know,
hindi ano. Yep. Nowadays, madaling ano eh. Kasi lahat na halos yata ng tao may camera, 'di ba? Camera phone. You know, madali access talaga kung gagawin mo. But kailangan pag-isipan mo yung magiging outcome nun.
Yung consequences.
Yung consequences nun pag lumabas, patay ka.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mo. Ganun
talaga.
Ganun
nangyari sa kanya.
Yeah. No. Hindi, well, ganun talaga.
May mga kapalit
pero,
naman yun eh.
Pero, ang nakakatawa pa nga dito, like, habang bata ka, no, like, hanggang sa age natin ngayon, parang, sige, okay pa yung mga ganito, lahat ng klaseng pagka-fancy, gagawin mo na. Pero, you know, like, ako nakakalungkot lang kasi 5 years from now, I'm 35. You know, I'm brave enough to admit that I'm 35. 5 years from now, I'll be 40, man. That's too old for me to, you know, play around with those stuff. So, ngayon, 35, imagine 5 years from now, pagsisisihan ko yung ginawa ko. So, di ba?
Ang mahirap pa nun, siyempre, tatatak na sa isip ng mga tao. Di ba? Kahit ano ka na, ginawa ko niya yan. Di ba?
Lolo ko.
Yun ang hindi naisip ng mga tao na di ba, yung mga bagay na ganyan, tatatak yan. Di ba? Even yung mga things na kala mo, like, you want to like, for example, lalaki ako, di ba? Babaero ko, di ba? Mambababae ako ngayon because I'm still young. I want to, you know, lulukuhin ko yung asawa ko, ganyan. Tapos pagdating mo ng tanda, pagtanda mo, wala. Ano, what will it do to you? Parang maiisip mo na sa sarili mo na, oh, I did this thing na nakakasama. So, pag humarap ka sa, ano, kay Lord,
Pedro,
paano mo didepensa ang sarili mo ngayon yan? Just because, di ba, yung tawag ng laman? Right?
Oh. Well, how I wish all men are like that, but you know, in reality,
no, a lot of men are like this. There are some guys lang talaga who just talk, hanggang talk lang. Yung sasabihin lang nila, gayto, ganyan. Oh, pag nakita ko ng babae, ganyan. Pero pag naando na, they can't even do it.
Oh, yeah. Minsan ganun, parang ganun lang naman talaga ngayon.
Maraming ganun lalaki.
Parang na-excite lang sila.
Mas delikado pa nga yung mga lalaki na sinasabi mo na, tahimik. Na oh, ganyan, tas tatahi-tahimik. Pero gagawa ng kabalbalan.
Gagawa talaga yun, no. Definitely. Marami na tayong nakilalang ganyan, di ba?
Oo, marami na.
Since nag-start tayo sa radio, you know.
Oo, maraming ganun talaga.
Mas okay pa yung vocal ka about your feelings. Mm.
About it, yeah. Yeah, that's
I have,
true.
I have one friend, no? I have one friend. Ano sila, pero he's older, no? He's an older ano, guy. Yung ano, yung wife niya, at saka siya. Siya kasi, naging babayero rin siya. And yung babae naman, parang ano lang, parang simple housewife. Hindi, housewife yung girl. Tapos yung guy kasi, parang ambisyoso, lahat-lahat na, parang gano'n, parang gusto niya maging maraming pera. Pero pag nagkakapera naman siya, puro pa mga babae ginagawa. Now he's around... Yeah, now he's 45 and ang dami niya nang nararamdaman dahil sa mga, you know, kasi umiinom siya dati, he was into those mild drugs. You know, may mga drugs like, you know, I'm not even sure if it's a drug, if marijuana is a drug. Anyway, yeah, he was into that and inom nang inom. Pero ngayon 45 siya, parang ina high blood na siya, parang nagkaroon siya ng mild stroke, ganyan ganyan. Who's taking care of yung wife niya? Right?
Hanggang ngayon?
Yun nag-aalaga sa kanya ngayon kasi he can barely walk, man. And mm-hmm. and ngayon pag nakakausap ko siya, parang yun yung sinasabi niya na pinagsisihan niya, linoko niya yung wife niya just for money and women. You know, at the end of the day, ang sumalo sa kanya, yung original wife niya, hindi yung mga babae niya.
Diba? Yeah.
Now, sasabihin mo sa sarili mo, oh shit, di ba?
Buti hindi siya hiniwalay ng asawa niya.
And then, there was a time na medyo naging malabo sila, but binalikan siya, lalo na nung, when he was down, nung nagkaroon siya nung na-stroke siya.
Sakit.
Oh, nung na-stroke siya. Kasi nung na-stroke siya, wala na, hindi na niya nagalaw yung right hand niya.
That's too bad.
So, wala ko anong nagalaw.
Yung
karma.
So pero doon niya nakita, the wife came back and took care of him.
That's very tawag ito.
Talagang sincere
at saka ever since naman the girl was sincere, it's him who was like, I was even telling him before. I mean, I was a younger guy, but I was telling him na pare, tigil mo na yan, blah blah blah, you know. And he goes like, parang hindi lalaki, pare, ginaganya ako. So anyway, no, he's getting the ano, he's reaping the ano.
Minsan kasi para
rewards kahit hindi dapat, he doesn't deserve it, right? When you think about
para ma-realize mo yung mga pagkakamali mo, di ba? Kailangan gumawa ka muna ng mga hakbang na which is, you know, sa paningin na iba.
Yeah. And you know, at the end of the day, it will always be that person closest to you who's going to take care.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
Talaga yan eh. Yun nga.
Either your mom, your family.
Your son or daughter, sister, brother. Diba?
Close family,
Or your mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. No, I think so.
Maglang ganun eh. No, I don't think so. But how are you and your in-laws?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, we're fine. I mean, Tatay treats me like a son, and I used to take care of them too, right? Remember, I used to take care of all of them, and I treat them as a member of my family. And yeah,
so
it's just
who's with you? Who's in your household now?
Right now, I'm with my mom, my brothers, and my sister. Everybody's here. Oh. I mean. Because right now we're trying to fix some things, right? Remember, before we were having a hard time with a lot of things in the family. So right now, since we decided to let go of our condominium, we decided to just stay here because it'll be much.
You had a pad in.
Yeah, in Pasay. Yeah. But the since I resigned from Yes, I wouldn't be needing a condominium in Pasay.
Closer
so
I'm planning.
Yeah, I'm planning to get a place in Better Living near here, near my family's place.
Yeah, from the word itself, Better Living. So yeah, you'll live a better life.
Because I'll be putting up a studio there. So
yeah,
because a better.
Are you looking into buying? Are you looking to buying a house, a built house, or a lot lang?
Yeah. No, just I need a house with a lot. You know, because
I mean, but or just a lot, and then you build your own house.
No, I can't afford that. That's too expensive. I'm not tan or something. I know.
No, you're not.
I'm not a member of the tan family.
You're not the miracle tan.
Yeah, I'm not miracle tan.
Yeah, stop miracle tan.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, di ba?
Bernardo Hipos, magtigil ka.
Monkey Hipos.
Pangit, Bernardo. Yeah.
Pero you know what? Ako ang pabibigyan, ano? My dream is to live in Tagaytay. You know, for me to have a big, not that big a place, but you know, just you know, tama lang na place.
Ano yun? Parang bakasyon lang, ganun?
No. A place talaga. I mean, if this will be my bread and butter, you know, internet, you can have your own internet there.
You're not gonna work anymore pag ganun. Parang you're retired. Well, yeah.
Because right now, parang mas gusto ko lang talaga business eh.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to get back into just being a jock and...
Okay, I have a question.
Kiss the asses of those stupid program directors.
Hindi ka ba nagsisisi? Ito, hindi ka ba nagsisisi dahil wala ka sa radio ngayon?
Look, if nagsisisi ako, I can always get back to radio. I'm not, modesty aside, I've been offered a lot of slots, you know, from other radio stations, but okay. You know, it's not worth it.
Okay,
so, is it because of the programming now?
Yeah, that's one. And secondly, right? You have to stay there for 9 hours, you know. Just job mo is only like what? And right
no,
now,
Paul, I mean, that's just one particular network that you're talking about. What about other networks?
Most of them are like that now.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just in an awkward stage right now because I just resigned and then I'm just starting out with this new thing that I'm doing. It's just an awkward stage right now, but I still get by from other rackets like such as in-store radio and hosting. So right now I'm taking my time. I'm making sure that everything will be all right when I start the business, so that when it blooms, you know, at least I did everything I could. I mean, either it booms or it doesn't. I mean,
who's your client now? Sa in-store radio,
we have MSE. And right now, we're fixing up Dunkin' Donuts. And hopefully, after a while, we'll be getting back Pure Gold and Star Mall.
What's MSE?
MSE is Marikina Shoe Exchange.
Diba where is that? Brand ng taxi?
No, it's MGE, man.
Marikina Shoe Exchange. Okay. Uh-huh. Is it a mall?
No, it's not. It's the line of apparel.
No, that's the place where you exchange shoes.
Yeah, it's Marikina Shoe Exchange.
Yeah.
No, wait lang. Yeah. It's not a mall. So, pero you have in-store radio there.
Yeah.
What
no,
is it?
They have their own. They have their own stores. You know. Yeah, they have their own store. So.
Okie dokie.
I'll let you listen to one of my. I'll let you listen to one of my recordings for that.
Oh, well, before we end the show, tanong ko lang, meron ka ba mga natatagong mga board work, mga recordings?
Like no, like, I never record my board works. But no, I think I have one though.
Because sayang yung meron din, I mean, you Pares.
ST Pares.
ST Pares?
Yeah.
Ang pinaka naaalala ko maganda pagka holiday season, yung Christmas time. Diba sa Star Tawag, yeah, marami tayong DJs.
Yeah, I miss those things.
Yeah,
no,
I miss those things,
don't
man.
Get me wrong. I miss all of those things. Even you guys, diba? You miss that. You,
yeah,
you
definitely.
You miss
yeah, yeah.
Talks,
yeah.
Right?
I had a hard time. Parang,
yeah, but you know, I don't think it's going to be worth it. I mean, it's not our style anymore. I mean, you know, si Kate pwede pa siya pumunta sa mga other stations such as where Tony's Tony Mackit.
No,
pwede si Kate. Ayaw kasi Bernie, we're not to that, eh, diba? We're more of comedians. Our past boss even called us clowns. When we start.
That was a good title. You
know? Yeah, well, you know, because we were hosting Starvaganza at that time, and like we there was like thousands and thousands of people who were inside the Cuneta Astro Dome.
Definitely.
And we made a skit. Bernie went up the pile of
entry. I remember that. Yeah.
And then when I said like, kamusta sa mga kaibigan? Kasama yung si Paul Diesel dito sa Star Maganda na Bumpanasa. Bumpanasa pa. And of course, ang partner ko, asa na? Sababi ko na wala. Yung pala, gulong na pababa. You know?
He's dead. And then they were like laughing, you know?
Yun. So Sir RF said, those two clowns.
Pero I think he liked it, right?
No, he liked it because there were lots of people even outside. I mean, ang sabi nga nila, that was like papinakamaraming natanggap ng Cuneta Astrodome ng tao because yung lineup na yun went all the way through DFA.
And then meron ako naalala pa rin na may naiingit, di ba? Na, kesyo galing yung ginawa natin, ganun.
Yeah.
Hindi. Yung ibang mga, alam mo na, stations. Ibang tao.
No.
Within the colleagues. Na porke yung maganda yung ginawa namin, maraming sinasabi behind our back.
That's right. Anyway, guys, until our next episode, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank everyone for listening in.
Yes,
and this has been Paul.
Yeah, from the Philippines. Yeah. Masarap sana makapagkwento, pero time is up for us muna. This has been Bernie from Miami, baby.
And this has been Kay from San Francisco, California. Good day, everyone.
Goodbye for now.